rushing forward through time, far into the future, trying desperately to flee the clutching fingers of a band of night creatures, a dreamlike horror from which there seems no escape. Escape, designed to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure. Tonight we escape to the year 100,080, and to a world where beauty and terror live side by side, as H.G. Wells described it in his immortal story, The Time Machine.
You must be mad, Dudley. A time machine.
Yes, my friend. A time machine.
This thing?
This very thing.
Well, this contraption, this whatever it is, made of quartz and brass and ivory, with its levers and dials and its seat in the middle. This is the result of 3 years' hard work?
I promise you, Fowler, that on this machine, a man can go wherever he likes in time. By working these levers, a man can choose his century, his year, his very day.
Oh, that's impossible. It's out of the question.
In one of the journeys I've already taken on this little contraption.
Well, I'm afraid you're having a bad dream.
You mean I've developed into a liar? Very well, you shall have proof, my friend.
Oh.
Just climb on, Fowler. Sit in the seat with me. I'll take you for a little spin.
You mean right now?
Right now.
Well, just in case it should work, aren't there any preparations we should make?
No, Fallon. You won't need any luggage on this trip, not even a toothbrush. You'll be back in less than a minute.
All right. I'm on. Now what?
Hold tight, because it sways a good deal. I'd hate to lose you.
Well, I can't be frightened, Dudley.
Then you're braver than I am. Tell me, what time is it?
It's just 12 noon.
Before we start, I want to adjust this control a bit.
Is everything ship-shaped?
Oh, yes. Tell me, did you notice anything just then?
Only a noise, a humming noise, nothing else.
And what time is it?
You just asked me, old man. That's funny.
What?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?